A massive rock slide on North Tongass Highway blocked traffic for hours this morning and nearly took out a Ketchikan hillside home. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, state highway crews spent all of Tuesday cleaning up rock and trees strewn over the highway.
City police, troopers, DOT crews, and city public works officials were on scene Tuesday morning as the highway cleanup began. Deputy Police Chief Josh Dossett says a rock slide occurred at Mile 5 North Tongass Highway at just past 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
When we got there, officers found it was actually a whole hillside of heavy rock that had fallen across and completely blocked the highway.
The landslide affected borough bus service and caused school buses to transport affected students to the nearest school. The cliff in question is about 30 feet tall. Dossett estimates the rock face taken out by the slide extended back into the hillside about 15 feet. He says no injuries were reported.
There was apparently a fairly straight stretch of road. Somebody was on the road entering that straight stretch and could see the entire highway. They said there were no cars in the area when the slide came down, so they reported that there were no vehicles in the area of the slide at the moment that it happened. There is one house located above it. At this point, the house hasn't been condemned. It's sitting close to the edge. In fact, some of the pilings from their porch area are actually overhanging over the cliff now.
City building official Chuck Dearden says he was able to walk around much of that home. Dearden says his office hadn't been concerned about the stability of the rock face before the slide.
I was surprised because it was solid rock, but there was different striations and a different strata of rock in different directions there, so it was a confluence, and we could see why it might have broken away like it did, because water might have gotten in a fissure or crack, and during the freeze-thaw cycle, you get a tremendous pressures working against that, and I think that's what happened.
As of late Tuesday afternoon, crews were allowing limited vehicular traffic through the area affected by the slide. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.